You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Reedy Cabby, 702 Afternoon Drive, 3 to 6.
Bantu Holomisa joins me on the line. He's the leader of the United Democratic Movement, and we are talking about the story that opposition parties will be working together, a program of action or cooperation amongst them, because they feel the time has come to get together to find a strategy to remove President Jacob Zuma. Good afternoon to you, sir. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon, Reddy.
Thank you. So it's not the first time that opposition parties have worked together around an idea or announced some sort of cooperation in parliament and so on. What is different about this moment, this collaboration?
I'm sure you will agree with me that there is an emerging consensus that President Zuma is the main problem in moving South Africa forward. We are not even calling for a regime change, but we are saying President Zuma's recent decisions of reshuffling cabinet, among others, basing his argument on the so-called intelligence report, whose source is still a mystery. We felt that let us extend our hands to the rest of the civil society, people in the street, people who voted ANC members, and say enough is enough. This gentleman must go.
What are the chances of success? The ANC or any party in South Africa, we don't have a history of not closing ranks. I mean, we've seen other failed motion of no confidence, even with the land issue. It was quite comical, really, that the president of the ANC started talking about expropriation without compensation, and then the EFF said, okay, fine, we'll give you the votes, and the ANC MPs rejected it. So even if they claim to believe something, they will reject it if it's initiated by the opposition. So what are the chances of success now?
Well, given that the environment seems to be conducive to once more table that motion, after we even noticed that parties like SACP, who have cabinet ministers and MPs, are calling for Zuma to leave. If their members in parliament would vote against such a move, then we must dub them as nothing else but a bunch of hypocrites. We also know today that the ANC at the highest level are divided on this issue. We have seen also over the weekend in the memorial service, we are monitoring the social network, the news. People are crying all over the country. Tomorrow, I think in Port Elizabeth, you will see another rally organized by ANC members saying enough is enough. So the timing is perfect.
Mm-hmm. What about those MPs who would feel, the ANC MPs who would feel that it's politically risky for them to vote with the opposition, given that we don't have, did it happen by secret ballot? I know that the ANC is never keen on a secret ballot, and people may be afraid that, well, if I vote with the opposition and the motion doesn't carry, I'll be known as the person who voted against the president, and they may fire me. I suppose you need MPs who have nothing to fear, who have nothing to lose, and who are not afraid to lose their jobs for the principle.
Imagine a person like Pravin Gordhan and Tebisi Jonas and others vote to retain the ANC. What will the people say about them and their supporters and friends within the ANC ranks? So I'm not even worried about that. Mm-hmm. Here we are saying choose between the two things. Choose Zuma or South Africa. So if their consciences are telling them that what is important to them is the politics of the stomach, so be it. But we are not going to be worried about that. We have already said to Speaker, we want to debate this issue. And secondly, we are calling upon the Speaker herself to say, why don't we do a secret balloting? We have done so when Zuma was elected. Why can't we do it now?
Mm-hmm. That's Bantu Holomisa, leader of the United Democratic Movement. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. And hey, Marane, politicians are just special. Balega Mbete returns, cuts short a trip, and she claims it's because the matter before us is urgent. You really believe it? Then she had a press conference where she said nothing. All she said in that press conference is that we've received the requests, we will follow the procedure. Would you cut short a trip to come and say that to the nation? Do you want to know why she came back? Well, the top six was meeting today. And in the top six, we already know that Zweli Mkhize, Cyril Ramaphosa and Gwede Mandashe are against the reshuffle, which only then leaves Jesse Duarte, President Zuma and Balega Mbete. If she hadn't returned, it would have been 3-2. Mm.